I pray that the Lord enlightens us and open our eyes and ears to this message today. Because sometimes God wants to talk to us about something that we don't want to hear. So let's review a stubborn heart as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. See, sometimes what God wants to speak to us about is not something that you and I want to hear. We'd rather for the Lord to only speak to us about good things. Unfortunately, the Lord not only tells us of the good things we do, He also enlightens us about the bad things we do. See, for us to handle the sternness of God, we have to be open to hearing what the Lord is saying all the time about everything, for He knows what is best for us. He knows what's in our heart. See, the Lord is gracious and forgiving, but that does not mean He will not speak truth to us. We have to be able to receive the good and bad from the Lord so we can change to be like Christ Jesus. See, in working to establish our faith correctly, we have to understand what makes a person stubborn. In God's word, we learn that if we have a stubborn or rebellious child who does not obey us, who will not listen to us, then we should discipline that child. We should take that child to the church so the church can help teach this child how to walk before God so they do not grow up to be a stubborn person. So there may have been someone in our life who helped us stay on the straight and narrow. But once that person was no longer with us, we tended to return to our bad ways and bad conduct. We start to act in a way that is ungodly, to turn to doing things and practicing things that create stubborn ways in us. See, what makes a stubborn person is our desire to follow our own ways. When we have stubborn ways, we will not listen to anyone, not even to God. We will not submit ourselves to God because our heart is stubborn. Go with me to Psalm chapter 81, verses 11 to 12. See, we cannot establish faith in God if we have a stubborn heart. Though we love the Lord, our faith will fail us. Psalm chapter 81, verses 11 and 12 says, "But my people would not listen to me. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own desires and devices." God is trying to speak to us. He speaks of things of old. He announces new things and make them known to us. He tells us to listen before He acts. What has been spoken is going to come to pass. See, the Lord knows that we are stubborn, and He's warning us about what is to come if we continue in our stubbornness. And though many are stubborn, the Lord is still speaking to a stubborn heart. He reminds of us His commandments. He tells us to obey, He will be with us. The Lord says, "Walk in my way so things will go well for you." The Lord says, we're not listening. We're choosing to follow our stubborn hearts. We're backsliding. We're not moving forward in our faith. See, we have to listen to the Lord. Though He speaks of our stubbornness, He wants us to be set free. We cannot be the type of person who will not listen to God. We'll follow our own stubborn hearts, only looking to serve ourselves. The Lord says we'll be completely useless if we remain this way. See, we have to see what has been spoken about generations long ago. The Lord says we're going to say that there's no use in following God. We'll turn and follow the stubbornness of our heart. The Lord says, "Inquire of me. Who has heard of anything like this? A horrible thing is being done before the Lord." The Lord says we're stubborn. How can He pasture us like a lamb in a meadow when our hearts are like this? We live for ourselves. We get drunk. We participate in prostitution. We live to continue in shameful ways. See, there are many reasons we become a stubborn person. Maybe life has been unfair. Maybe we're just greedy, or maybe we lack love in our hearts. Whatever made us into a stubborn person, we cannot remain this way. The Lord says, because of our stubborn and unrepentant heart, we're storing up wrath for ourselves. See, there's nothing like dealing with a stubborn person. Believe me, I was clearly one of these type of people. You cannot tell me anything. I thought I knew everything. I was well-educated. I had some success in my life. But let me share this with you. That means nothing to God. He had to deal with my stubborn heart. It took a long time for him to break through all that hardness and stubbornness I had in me. I wouldn't listen to God. I thought I knew better. See, the only way for us to be useful to God is if he deals with our stubbornness. See, it starts with us being able to listen to the Lord, to hear the voice of Christ Jesus. And even if we don't like what he's saying, the Lord wants to break our stubborn hearts, our stubborn pride, and make us into a humble person. See, if we do not change, our strength will be spent in vain because we refuse to take to heart the ways of God. See, once we're aware of our stubbornness, we need to pray to the Lord, asking for forgiveness, asking the Lord to have mercy on us. We ask the Lord to redeem us with his great power, to save us with his mighty hand. Lord, remember your covenant. Overlook our stubbornness and the sins we've done. So we must turn to God. We have a stubborn heart. We're a rebellious heart. We turn aside from God and go our own way all the time. See, God is trying to save us. We must listen. He's not far from us. His righteousness is near us. His salvation will not be delayed if you and I listen to God. If we turn to God, he will grant us salvation. See, God is trying to deal with our stubbornness. And we must understand this fact. The Lord says, my people have stubborn and rebellious hearts. They have turned aside and gone away. We do not hear the Lord our God. Our stubborn and rebellious heart keeps us turned from God. The Lord says we are stubborn because we are forsaking his word, which he set before us. Instead, we follow the stubbornness of our hearts. We follow others who have a stubborn heart and not God. The Lord is going to deal with our stubbornness. He's going to scatter among us those who don't know God. We see this happening today. This world and who we entertain with and who we're with, these people don't know God, and you and I are amongst them. So look how we are scattered. Look at how we're divided today. God has warned us again and again to obey his word. But we are failing to listen and pay attention to God. Instead, we'll follow the stubbornness of our own heart. We need to change while there is still time, so the curses of the Lord are not poured upon us. So we have to be careful of listening to those who keep promising us good times, and we think that they're going to generate peace in the world. See, it says, unless we remove our stubbornness, there will be no peace in this land. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 17-18. See, the Lord wants to deal with our stubbornness. There's no growth if we remain stubborn in our hearts. See, there's no way you and I can even establish our faith correctly if there's stubbornness in us. What is God going to do with that? See, it's like he spent the time bringing the Israelites out of Egypt. It's because of the stubbornness of their heart. It took 40 years. How many years is it going to take for God to work the stubbornness out of our hearts? Lord, help us today. So much time has been spent where God says, I can't do anything with you until I remove the stubbornness. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 17-18 says, they keep saying to those who despise me, the Lord says, you have peace. And to all who follow the stubbornness of their heart, they say, no harm will come to you. But which of them has stood in the counsel of the Lord or heard his word? Who has listened and heard his word? It's just not popular to preach about human behavior these days. I understand that. I get how this message is rubbing people the wrong way, but this is not my words. This is the word of God I'm trying to share. I had to take it in. And I'm just sharing with you that this is what God is saying in his word. See, if we're sent by God, then we have to speak the words of God. If the Lord says we're not listening and that we're failing to listen, then we must speak the words of God. See, the Lord encourages us to not be afraid, but speak the words of God that leads to salvation. See, we're going to have to bear the consequences of our lewdness. Our detestable practice, declares the Lord. The Lord said he's going to deal with us as we deserve because we keep breaking his word and we continue in rebellion. Stubbornness. So we must change. We must be willing to change. We must be truthful about our conduct and our actions and the way we think. We must be honest about how we have defiled ourselves before God. We must turn to God. He is going to deal with us for his name's sake, according to our ways, declares the Lord. Christ Jesus, while on this earth, dealt with the misunderstanding of those who said they followed God. He questioned them about their beliefs and understanding of God. They thought they knew God, but Jesus looked at them in anger, being deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts. See, after Christ Jesus was crucified, he appeared before two men and then to 11, rebuking them for their lack of faith and their stubbornness to refuse to believe those who've seen him after he was risen. And even today, the Lord is working to deal with our stubbornness. Are we listening? See, we have to see that none of us have a sinful and stubborn and unbelieving heart that turns us from God. We need to encourage one another so none of us is hardened by the sinful desires that's inside of us. We need to turn to God and have our heart changed. We need humbleness in us and not stubbornness. Thank you, Jesus. So the Lord is grieved that he made mankind. His heart was full of pain. God seeing that we have chosen wickedness over good. And every inclination of our thoughts that was in our hearts were evil at all the time. Wow. This is a powerful statement from our Creator. What now, God? You've already told us that everything we think about, everything that's in our hearts, God, is stubborn, rebellious, and evil. But then you sent your Son. Thank you, Father. You sent your Son to those who can believe on the Son could have everlasting life. See, we know the stories in the Old Testament how God had to deal with the stubbornness of mankind, which caused him to act, sending water to cover the whole earth. God is love. His heart went out for mankind. He said, never again will you curse the ground because of mankind, though their heart is evil from childhood. Never again will God destroy all of creation because of mankind's stubbornness. See, God, being faithful, made a promise to King David. The Lord said, never again would I take his love away as he took it away from his predecessor Saul. So we have a promise from God in which we can establish our faith and know that he is willing to work with us to get all of our stubbornness removed. So we can follow the pattern of King David, who asked the Lord to create in him a new heart, to renew a steadfast spirit in him. We all need this. We all need a pure heart and a steadfast spirit in us to overcome the stubbornness in us. Go with me to Psalm chapter 51, verses 10 to 12. There's only one way to remove a stubborn heart. And that is for us to receive a new one from God. A pure heart from the Lord. Psalm chapter 51, verses 10 to 12 says, create in me a pure heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit in me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your loving spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. See, we cannot be stubborn. The Lord says this is, his sheep knows his voice. He knows them and they follow him. So there's no way you and I can sit around and have a stubborn heart if we're connected to Christ Jesus. There's no way you and I could be a part of the body of Christ and have stubbornness in us. We must overcome all of this. See, but it takes for us a willingness to listen to God, no matter if he's saying something that we don't like. See, so when God tells us that we need to remove something from our life, we can't say, oh, I'm just human. You know, Lord, you just got to forgive me of my ways. God wants you and I to change. We know Christ Jesus. We cannot have a stubborn heart. We must follow the Lord and not be stubborn so we can receive eternal life. So we'll never perish. So we won't be snatched out of Christ's hand. Our heart must be circumcised by the Spirit and not from the written code. We must be willing to change. See, when our heart is changed, we'll start praising God in the right way. Not to receive praises from man, but to receive praises from God. Because God have given us a new heart and given us understanding. And we removed all of the stubbornness from us. We open up our eyes and ears to the ways of God. We love the good things you say, Lord. But we also understand the things you say, God, to help us. To help us get rid of our stubborn heart. Open our eyes so they're wide open. Our hearts has to be enlightened in order that we may know the hope in which we are called. So our heart knows the riches of God's gracious inheritance. So our heart knows God's great power at work in us and remove every stubbornness, every speck of stubbornness is in us. See, the Lord says that we cleanse ourselves from such behavior. Then we will be an instrument of noble purpose, made holy, useful to the master, prepared for good work. So we must flee our stubborn desires, pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace in our life. So if we want to rid ourselves from a stubborn heart, then we need to draw closer to God with a sincere heart, full of assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled with to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, having our bodies washed in the blood of Christ Jesus. See, we have to be cleansed by the blood. Our stubborn hearts that prevented us from coming closer to God have to be removed. See, the work of the Spirit has to be effective in us. It has to be able to mold us and shape us. It has to be able to set things apart in us and tear things away from us. See, you got to allow the Spirit of the Lord to have his way with you. Away with all stubbornness. See, it's like having a stain that cannot be removed. We wash it 100 times, but nothing removes the stain. It's stubborn. It will not go away. So we toss the clothes out. We get a new one. Sometimes our heart cannot be changed. We need a new heart from God. See, after our stubbornness is removed, we become a living testimony. Our hearts become a living testimony for God. The testimony of God becomes true in us. The word of God becomes true and it takes hold of us. The life of Christ Jesus means something to us now. We're open to the word of God. We're open to the Spirit of God to have his way. We believe in the testimony of Christ Jesus. We humble ourselves before God. Praise God. God wants to save us. But we cannot have a stubborn heart, a rebellious heart. We cannot serve God this way. Praise God. Christ Jesus, teach us. Teach us, Lord, how to change our ways. Teach us, Lord, how to remove all stubbornness from us. Thank you, Jesus. Our faith will not get us very far if our heart is stubborn and unwilling to follow the Lord. God requires that we not only come to believe in his Son, but we also begin to obey the word of God. Our faith will not be established correctly if we continue in stubbornness. It's not easy to change sometimes. I understand that. Believe me, I'm a living testimony of how long it takes for God to change a stubborn heart. We all have been rebellious in our life. And for the Lord to deal with our stubbornness is going to take some time to change us, to set us apart, to get rid of all the things that are stubborn about us. It's going to take some growing on our part. To establish our faith without a stubborn heart is going to take some accepting of God's ways on our part. And though we come to Jesus just as we are, we cannot remain that way. We examine our heart, what's in us that is stubborn. We have to worship the Lord in spirit and truth so that it is truth that brings about everything and reveals all the stubbornness inside of us. But see, God has made a way. Through His Son, Christ Jesus, you and I can be set free from all things, including stubbornness, including rebellion. God has made a way for us. You and I must accept it, must walk in it, must grow in it, must establish our faith in it. We'll be of no use to God if we continue in stubbornness. Christ Jesus came to set us free and to make us free indeed, and we must rid ourselves of all stubbornness, all rebellious ways. God wants you and I free. He sent His Son so you and I can have life, so we can live by the truth and have the Spirit inside of us, being one in the body of Christ. God has made a way for us. You and I just got to receive it today and let God deal with us and put our foot on solid ground, give us a new heart, have His Spirit poured inside of us so we can receive from God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you personally because I know how long it took you to change my heart, God, to give me a new heart. I was so stubborn, even though I studied your word. Even though I believed in you, the stubbornness, God, when you try to get me to turn, I would not turn. God, when you try to get me to stop and put it down, I would not. I picked it up anyway. God, when you told me not to go in, I went in anyway. I was stubborn and rebellious, God. But you, Lord, loves all of us, and your love changes our hearts to where we can follow Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your awesome love. Thank you for your power to change, God. We're so blessed to have a Savior. We're so blessed to have a Father. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.